again, we looked at Microsoft again more carefully, and there's been product changes there. So they were in the running here prior to our decision, right up to the end of making our decision to go with OptiPro. And again, I think the thing that affected our decision the most was, though improvements have been made in functionality and interfacing with the Microsoft products, we still felt like there was something to be desired there, and we liked the simplicity of what we were seeing in OptiPro. Plus, it was very robust in handling our requirements from project management, a lot of things we've already mentioned on this call. Percentage completion was important. Having a good inventory was a key factor, and we felt like your system would do that. Accessibility to the system when we're mobile is important. Service is something that we really are doing, and we have some very robust spreadsheets, and we're doing all that manually, scheduling the guy's time in the shop, scheduling the guy's time in the field, making sure we have the parts and other resources that they're going to need when they're out in the field. We do all that manually. So we're very excited and looking forward to doing that in OptiPro. And we felt like, once again, OptiPro was checking all those boxes, and we weren't going outside for something else. We did. We looked at NetSuite. It's been quite a while, honestly, since I looked at that. We just counted that one earlier on. I think one of the concerns there was not everything was in one spot once again. Overall, I think it could do it, but it was more complicated, we felt like. And we knew something about that product because we actually interface, that's one of the companies, Oracle's another one, SAP is another one. You know, we have some database experience where we're integrating our software to manage a warehouse with those products. And that played into it. And, you know, there's good and bad. There's good product, but not necessarily the best fit for us. We didn't feel like, I guess I'll leave it at that.